Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. I'm Andrew. He's Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Mr. Ghost signs with WWE. So what's his name now?
Sin Cara, if I'm correct. I believe it's how they're pronouncing it.
Okay.
Are you excited about this? It's another Lucha Libre coming into the WWE. Do you like this?
Oh, they need more. They just can't use a couple. I mean, I think with Rey most likely leaving, he could take over his place, because you need that guy who can... just go crazy. And plus, he's small, so he'll be able to maneuver, around the ring. But I'm wondering how he's going to adapt to the WWE style, though.
Well, and they're looking to get more of the Hispanic market. I just saw a report that ratings in Mexico this week were up for WWE programming. And I think that does have something to do with Mystico, as it does with Alberto Del Rio, too. That was one of the reasons that they brought him in. So I am excited about this because I do like having the Lucha Libre style of wrestling. WCW in the late 90s was great with, such acts as Juventud Guerrero, mm-hmm. Psicosis, Ciclope. There's some really great ones there. So I'm actually really excited about this.
I know. I'm excited to see him come in too. So Undertaker will be working a very light schedule until WrestleMania. What's new with this? He's always worked a light schedule. He's barely on the road. He doesn't even hit house shows. He's like, I'm too good for house shows.
Yeah, it's a little unfortunate for other wrestlers because The Undertaker, because he is such a legend in the business, he's only going to be working SmackDown. And on top of that, working SmackDown means that he's going to walk to the ring. It's going to be a 10-minute walk to the ring. He's going to do his whole entrance. And then after that, he's going to talk about how he's, the greatest wrestler in the past 20 years or some crap like that. Then he's going to walk back and call it a night. That's all he's going to do. And he's going to do that night after night after night.
You forgot the 10-minute walk back. So they have to run a promo because of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So do you want to talk about your favorite show? And
Ralph Macchio is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
And who else is Andy?
Who else is going to be on... Dancing with the Stars, Ralph Macchio, Clyde Drexler.
So Y2J is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Are you excited to see him on there?
Yes, dude, I'm excited. Hines Ward finally made Dancing with. I mean, Y2J made it. Yeah, okay, so he made it.
Do you think that this is going to be good for wrestling?
Yeah, because it'll be great exposure for him, and plus, it's going to be kind of neat if he wins. Because then just think of all the press they're going to get. Because he has said there is a contract on the table for him to come back right this second. So he can come back if he wants to right this second, but he's not. I think he's going to do Dance with the Stars, then come back. And, it's going to be great for him to get the exposure on ABC TV, which is going to be nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be happy to see him there. I think it's going to be funny because I don't believe they've had a wrestler yet, so... I don't believe they've had a current wrestler.
There you go. Okay, there you go.
I do consider a current wrestler.
Yes, yes.
So now this is big news in the media because Kmart is now the exclusive live sponsor of every WWE show until the end of 2011.
Now, I thought it was pay per view. Is this show?
It said live sponsor. It's the exclusive live sponsor is what the article I read said. Now, I may have read it wrong.
No, I think you read it right.
Most of it said live sponsor.
But see, I took it as that they're the live sponsor, but is it for – they didn't say what is it like for – because, they usually have someone who does, the house shows. Like, they sponsor the house shows and stuff like that. That's why I was confused when I heard about this, and I was like, wait. No one really went into depth with it, if that makes sense. So that's what I could understand. I mean, I've been trying to find something about that ever since they talked about it because you're like, what?
So yeah, and I'm taking a look at it right now, actually, and it says is the exclusive sponsor
for all
live events throughout 2011. It doesn't say if it's only pay-per-views or if it's pay-per-views and TV. So live events to me means pay-per-view and television.
Okay, yeah, that's what someone actually says. That's what it is. The thing also that I thought, so it's going to be Kmart Presents Backlash. Kmart, I mean, so that's how it's going to be. That's really weird. And why Kmart?
Even though they haven't had Backlash in 3 years, but that's beside the point.
Wait, what's next month's pay per view then?
Well, that next month's pay per view is WrestleMania. After that is Extreme Rules, if I'm correct, and then Over the Limit.
Oh, so that's right.
It's one of those things where, you know, and you know, we've talked about this before. I like the idea of Backlash because it's the Backlash of WrestleMania. I know that you like that too, but I was just curious, though. You know, moving back to the topic, the original topic at hand, is this a good move for WWE?
I don't know how it could.
Or is it a good move for Kmart?
I mean, I think it's a good move for Kmart. See, Kmart, it's a great deal for them because you know that Kmart is also owned by Sears. So they have all those places available as well, which is kind of neat. Yeah, because I didn't know that they were owned by the same company. I was surprised, believe it or not. So, and I can't remember. There's more. It's just not those two. I want to say, like, it's not. Is it Barnes & Noble? Is that the other one? It's basically one company owns everything. So, anyways, let's just move on to Raw. Triple H comes out, has a speech about being the best in the WWE. I get bored. What'd you think of that, Aaron?
Well, you know, it's Triple H. He comes out, and he really kind of gave a backhanded compliment to all the guys in the back. He was saying there's only two guys left that are worth anything, which is me and Undertaker, and so that's why we're going to even have a match, because no one else is even a threat. And I'm thinking, you are putting down John Cena, Randy Orton. You're putting down the new talent, like Wade Barrett or John Morrison. You're putting them down. You're saying they are not good enough to take on The Undertaker. And I understand that some people would say, well, he was cutting a heel promo because it's going to be two faces, so you have him, one be kind of a heel, like a tweener. But nonetheless, it was a backhanded compliment, in my opinion, because he took a couple little shots that most people wouldn't have noticed. Now, Sheamus came out and interrupted, but he got his butt kicked. Did you like that segment?
I understand the point of the segment, but I think that someone should have came out and said something. What? You two are the best? I don't believe it. And then gone from there. And I think someone needs to point that out at basically next Raw. They need to point that out, that he said that, and then, you know, do something about it.
And you're absolutely right about that, too. Sheamus should have came out and been like, hold on there, fella. You think that you're the only one that can beat The Undertaker? I beat you. I ended your career for 10 months. And he could have come out and cut a really great heel promo and given Triple H the boost, the face boost.
Yep.
And then when he goes to get in the ring, he gets his butt kicked. That's fine. But you kind of you had an opportunity and you lost it. You're incredibly correct about that.
Exactly. So Sheamus comes in, gets his butt kicked. Then all of a sudden, I guessed it because he wrestled the night before, but Evan Bourne comes in and has a decent going, I guess, if you want to say that. And then, you know, it was only a couple kicks or whatever. Sheamus has no offensive attacks. Bourne knocks him down. Airborne for the win. And by the way, when Sheamus took that, I don't think you could have timed him coming up and catching him just enough any better than what Sheamus did. So I got to give Sheamus to that. Props on it. Great match for Evan Bourne. It's nice to see him back. I'm just hoping that he does something at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I do too. I think that it was the thing that really surprised me was the fact that he beat Sheamus. You know, Evan Bourne he's a smaller guy, and Sheamus is a pretty big fella.
Yeah, but
he's a big fella.
Yeah, he's a big fella. Yeah, but he just went through the announcer's table. He got pedigreed through it. So, you know,
get me wrong. I understand that. I completely understand that. I was just really surprised because, you know, let's face it, you know, Sheamus is Triple H's boy. And
right.
So to have Sheamus lose to Evan Bourne, somebody who is probably literally half of his size, it was kind of surprising to me. But I am glad to see Evan Bourne back, and I do agree with you. I would love to see him do something at WrestleMania. I don't know what they would put him in, but that'll be for a later topic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, so Cole versus Lawler is set for WrestleMania, and the All-American Jack Swagger is Cole's trainer. Yeah.
What, Yeah. So what do you think about that? What's funny is last week we were talking about Jack Swagger, mm-hmm. and you commented about how he was probably going to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match if they have it.
Right.
And so instead, this is what they're doing with him. Do you think that this is a good move? Do you think that this is what he should be doing?
You should have Money in the Bank, and Jack Swagger should not be put down to this level at all. Should not be put down to this level. This is horrible for Jack Swagger. Horrible. It's just stupid. He should be wrestling someone.
I actually disagree with you there. I don't think that this is that bad of a move because it definitely gives him a lot of heel heat. And this is gonna give him some legitimacy too. So in that instance, I'm actually kind of happy with it. But at the end of the day, I do see what you're saying about how, you know, he's not gonna be in a real match. But I think that this could help out his storyline going forward.
Yeah, I guess. Orton versus CM Punk is set for WrestleMania. Of course, what Orton did was he punted Mike McGillicuddy. And speaking of Mike McGillicuddy, he took it like a champ. Even the slow motion. Didn't look like it at first, but when they did the slow motion, he took it. And he took it like a champ, so I got to give him credit. So that means he's going back to FCW, poor guy.
Now, I did like the stipulation here, and I think that it's going to get fans excited for this feud because Orton has to face every member of the new Nexus, and if that member of the new Nexus wins, they can be at ringside for the match at WrestleMania, but if they lose, they can't be.
So who's going to be the new guy in the new Nexus then?
Well, I mean, that's what's going to end up happening is you know that there's going to be a new member that's going to come at the last minute. And that'll make fans hate CM Punk more, which is the correct way to do it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I really think that this is going to be one of those things that this feud will actually probably be the most exciting thing for me at WrestleMania.
Okay. I was actually wondering where Michael Tarver's at.
Oh, he's actually in FCW. He's been demoted.
Yeah. So, this is going to be a good match one way or the other. I think that they'll put on a good match. I just don't like the way that they're going about it, but I think there could be another storyline part, but this basically says that CM Punk has to win because Orton's going to win all these matches, and then when it comes to WrestleMania, he's going to have to lose. He's going to be like the Big Show. He's going to have like an 0-7 WrestleMania record. So anyway, The Rock, who was not there, teases a confrontation with John Cena, and I thought it was pretty funny because he wasn't there and everyone's still cheering for him. Kind of ticked me off, actually. I didn't like that. I think he should have been there. If he's coming back to wrestling, he should have been there.
I agree. I think that that was a promo that he probably cut the night that he did his original promo.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, just cut this promo because we're going to have Cena rap. And so we just need you to cut a promo real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably like, oh, okay, I'll do that. I'll go ahead and do that. It really kind of took me out of watching the show because they had not only him, but they had Shawn Michaels on the Titantron too doing his thing. Well, yeah. You know, you're going to sit there and you're just looking up now and your head's kind of getting a little tired and it's, you know, he's saying the same thing over and over. It's a pre-recorded message. It's kind of bad. I think it kind of hurt The Rock a little. But I do like what they are doing. I think it's very smart of them to tease a Rock versus Cena confrontation.
Yep, definitely. And so Daniel Bryan is the Miz whipping boy. Did I miss something here on this?
No, it was Miz comes out and beats the living crap out of Daniel Bryan, and then he gets on the mic and says, "Oh, I'm doing this because I can." And so it's kind of. It hurts Daniel Bryan's character. Why make him the whipping boy? Why not have R-Truth be the guy that does this? You know, why not have R-Truth come out and have The Miz beat him up instead?
Dude, I missed this.
Or have somebody else.
I missed the segment. I don't remember this.
It happened right before the A-Rai Cena match. So. I didn't like this. It's not because, it was Bryan got his butt kicked, but it was because you can have somebody else there instead of his place, and it would mean the exact same thing.
Dude,
this hurts Bryan more than it would have hurt like R-Truth.
Dude, Raw was so bad. I missed this segment. I fast forward through it. Unbelievable. So anyway, so A-Rai is no longer a part of the Miz sensation. No longer.
He's no longer Miz's protege. Yeah.
This is a long time coming. I think he's going to be his protege still.
I know, because there's nothing to like stop him from being.
Yeah. It's just saying, he's like, I don't care. I don't care, John. He's still my guy. He's still going to carry my luggage, blah, blah, blah. We're going to still hold hands and stuff. So anyway, so that was Raw. Boring. But they're just advancing WrestleMania storylines. They need to improve some of them, but whatever. Anyways, let's move on to NXT. Johnny Curtis and R-Truth get a tag match. Johnny Curtis, of course, won NXT. If anyone did watch it, WWE.com. So let's move on to SmackDown. So, Rhodes comes out and cuts a promo on Rey while wearing Rey's mask. I'm surprised on Cody about this, but you know, I like the fact they're doing a storyline. That's gonna be at WrestleMania. Definitely have to give Rhodes the win, though. Cody has to win.
I agree. I mean, you know, let's not get into predictions yet because we will have our WrestleMania show. But
right.
I am actually kind of excited, you know, for this confrontation. I think that it's something that can really help out both people involved. I think that it can help further Rey, and I believe it can help further Cody. So I think that this is one of those things that this is actually a money-making project WWE had in mind for a long time. Mm-hmm. Now, another money-making project that they've had in mind for a very long time is Big Show and his confrontation with the Core.
Mm-hmm.
They're continuing the feud on SmackDown. They had Kane thrown in the mix this time. This is going to end with a Core versus Big Show or Big Show versus Wade Barrett match at WrestleMania. Will this be exciting for you?
I think it will be. I think if it's Big Show versus Wade Barrett, I think it'll be pretty interesting, especially because I think it's going to be a 2-on-1 handicap match for some reason. I think it's going to be Wade Barrett and someone, probably Ezekiel versus Big Show. Or he's going to have to wrestle one before he can wrestle the other. One of those weird things. It'll be something weird like that. But I think it's going to be pretty good. On a side note, by the way, about Big Show, I just watched his DVD. Pretty good. Pretty good. Definitely something to check out if you guys haven't watched it yet. It's really good. I think it's called The Giant's World or something like that. But it's Big Show's DVD. It just came out. I just watched it. It was really good. It's only about an hour long. If you have Netflix, you can actually stream it over there too. But it was very good. Talked about him growing up. It's not one, you know, like sometimes WWE puts out these DVDs that has nothing. It's just all about that wrestler and his matches. This, they interviewed people and they talked to him about how he travels now and stuff. But it's very, very, very entertaining. Very funny. Definitely something to check out. So, but anyway, let's move on to, do you have anything else you want to add, by the way?
No, I think, you know, you're right though about going back to the match. I think that it'll probably be a 1-on-2 handicap match because there are so many 1-on-1 set for WrestleMania that you can't have just all of these 1-on-1s. Mm-hmm. You have to throw in there a tag match, a 3-on-3. You have to throw that in there because otherwise it kind of gets a little boring.
Right.
So right. I definitely see what you're saying. Now, you know, and I know what you're going to go to next, which is Edge and Alberto Del Rio have contract signing. Uh-huh. And Andy, you would never guess this. You would never, ever guess this, but it was a contract signing, but it wasn't just a normal contract signing. Something wacky happened.
Yeah, he always does.
Del Rio attacks Edge. He goes and attacks Edge. He gets the upper hand, and then Christian comes in and makes the save. Were you excited to see him back?
Nice to see him back. I'd almost like to see the what do they call him? The Edge-Christian connection or whatever they call it. EC connection. I think that's what they used to call him. But yeah, it'd be nice seeing them come back, and it'll be nice because they're more mature and they've each had a heavyweight championship. So it'd be nice to see them come back. I don't know if it's a tag team, but kind of like as a stable, which would be kind of neat. But it's nice to see Christian. He looks good.
Yeah, like have him come back like as friends and whatnot, and really acknowledge that because that was one thing that they didn't do. They kind of kept them separate. And it would be kind of neat to see them back as friends and really acknowledge, oh, well, we are. I don't know, 10-time, you know, WWE tag team champions, and Christian has held a world title, and so is Edge. It'd be kind of neat to see that.
Yep, that would be neat. So, I got some news. We'd like to thank GoDaddy for being our sponsor for Off the Mark over the last year. And now we have a new sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com, where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs, and free site builder and easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special code OFFTHEMARK, you can save 25% off hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Let's move on to TNA. Beer Money versus Inc. at Victory Road. Okay. Haven't they done this before?
Hell yeah, but I mean, they're giving the tag team division a little bit of love here, which is, you know, really good. You can't really have Beer Money take on, you know, Motor City, for example. You can't have them take them on since Motor City is also a face now, and they're trying to push Beer Money as a face.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of pushing Inc. to the heel, you know, and I don't like this, but, you know, I do like that tag teams are getting some love. I really do. I would like to see some more of it, but this is a start.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so Kurt Angle comes out and destroys Jeff Jarrett's wedding ceremony. I saw this coming. How could you not see this coming?
You know, I thought that this was going to go off as planned. Also, I was so excited for that. I'm like, we get to see Karen Angle and Double J have their wedding. No one's going to get involved. And then Kurt Angle, of course, you know, he's a part of the wedding, and he destroys it.
Yeah.
He has to make a big scene. Who would have thunk it?
I was like, wow, like, this is so dumb. Just like when Chucky and Billy were getting married back in the day on SmackDown.
Do you think that doing stuff like this, this incredibly predictable wedding ceremony, which has been done many a times before, do you think this takes away from the product?
Yeah, it gets boring. I mean, I know that, you know, they're adding the realism into it and stuff because, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. But come on, it gets just, I mean, some of this stuff just gets old and some people just stop caring. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, a wedding's not going to happen. In fact, I can only think of one wedding that actually went off without a hitch. And I think that was when Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth got married.
I think that might have been the only one.
Yeah, I don't think.
And I think a lot of people were, the big swerve was that nothing happened.
Yeah, I think that was it, because there was one like, all right, when's it going to happen? It's like, all right, Kurt Angle, okay, when's he going to go nuts? And then, of course, he does. So, anyway, so Hernandez and Morgan continue their feud. I'm digging this. I didn't at first, now I'm digging it, so I'd like to see where they take this.
I'm glad that you are. I really, like, last week's segment, I don't think we gave enough credit to. Because Hernandez, when he came out and beat up AJ, it actually, I really enjoyed that segment a lot, because AJ, he was fighting Flair, Hernandez comes out, and AJ fights him off and then goes back to Flair, but Hernandez isn't done yet. And I thought that really helped out that segment. I really did. And I actually really think that Hernandez grew as a competitor during that segment too, because you have a former TNA champion fighting off Hernandez. So I think that Hernandez and Morgan, this feud is something that they could do for another 2 months probably, and then you got to end it. But only 2 months, and then move them on to new feuds.
Yeah, and you can always return to that one later on too, because I think it'll be a nice one that you can come back. So 3-3-11 comes in, and Sting. He comes on and decides that he's going to start wrestling Jeff Hardy. Sting comes to TNA. He's not coming to WWE, which kind of ticks me off. Actually, that really ticks me off.
Did you really expect him to come to WWE? He's never been there. It's what he's most famous for. And on top of that, too, he's not in his prime. He is not in his prime. And I'm not saying he's a bad wrestler, but he is not in his prime.
But they're getting all these WCW guys. You think this would be the one time you're like, hey, we want you to come in. Just one shot. Kind of like what Bret Hart did. Bret Hart came in. They did everything he wanted to. He literally came in from his limo, walked inside, did his thing, and then walked right back into it, and that's all the interaction he had. I think Sting could do the same. And in a way, though, dude, I think if Sting was even to come to WWE, I don't think anyone would really care anymore. I think after this, just no one would care. So, anyway, so Sting and Jeff Hardy wrestle, and Sting is now the new TNA champion. So
the title has changed hands now twice in the span of 3 weeks, the TNA World title. What do you think?
I think it's kind of dumb because you can't say it's about his court case because that should have been taken care of a long time ago. Why give him the strap and then have him lose it on free TV? I mean, you could have had him go through the pay-per-view. This should be been a pay-per-view match. It's just my thinking, but whatever. What do you think?
I agree wholeheartedly. In fact, if anything else, have Sting return, but have him ready to wrestle Hardy, and then have something happen. You know, have Anderson come out and be like, no, I get to wrestle him. And then you have Anderson versus Sting at the next TNA event. And then you have Sting, you know, win that, and you have Sting take on Hardy at the next pay-per-view. That is how I would have done it. And that way you don't know, because, you know, who's going to think that Jeff Hardy's going to lose the strap that quick? So I agree with you. I agree. I think that would have been different. But I was thinking, though, we do have a little bit of time left. And last year we talked about the road to WrestleMania 26. So let's talk about the road to WrestleMania 27.
All right.
And something I wanted to talk about.
And before we even talk about this, we should probably talk about one other thing, too, about this. Our WrestleMania special will be out April 2nd, 8 a.m. on section86.com. So you can check it out at that time. And we're going to go over all our predictions and everything will be done. And it'll be a very entertaining show. And we might have something special as well. So just a heads up for all our listeners out there. So anyways, go ahead, Aaron.
So what I was going to say is that last year's WrestleMania, they had like 5 main events. I mean, they had some really,
very,
really big matches. Mm-hmm. Really big matches. And their undercard was pretty solid, too. They had a really good undercard. I mean, with CM Punk taking on Rey Mysterio, the Money in the Bank ladder match, you had some really good matches there. And taking a look right now, and this is kind of preliminary. These are a few of the ones that I picked, that I plucked from the possible WrestleMania 27 card. And I wanted to ask you, which ones stand out as being potential big matches for you of the undercards?
Of the undercard, I'm going to have to definitely say Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. That'll probably be the biggest one, I think, at least. I mean, you know, you do have CM Punk versus Randy Orton, but I see the Daniel Bryan and Sheamus one being probably, I'm going to call right now, it'll be match of the night. If there's no Money in the Bank, that's match of the night.
And, you know, I hate to say it because I didn't want to say it yet, but there is no Money in the Bank ladder match this year, which is good and bad, which we'll have to talk about sometime. I don't know. I don't think we should yet, though.
That'll have to be the topic on the special if there's not.
So, you know, and I agree. I think that that's going to be one of the big matches. We do have Punk and Orton, which is considered more of a main event, along with the two main titles and then Triple H versus Taker. The one thing is, though, that I'm a little concerned about, looking at these matches, it seems like a bunch of just singles matches that they're just kind of building up. There's nothing.
No, three ways, four ways, you know.
Exactly.
No, there's no.
Will we see Christian thrown into Alberto Del Rio versus Edge? Are we going to see that?
No, I don't think that you can't do that now. It's too late. They should have done that a while ago. And plus, it would be Edge versus Christian, you know. Mm-hmm. that wouldn't happen yet, and who's gonna turn heel? Because you can't have Christian turn heel. Edge is still your tweener, but you can't have him turn yet either. So it's like, which one?
And Edge's turn, he was face heel this entire year. He faced it with DNA this year,
exactly.
So, yeah.
And plus, there's no gimmick matches besides the Lawler versus Cole. That's gonna be the only gimmick match. I mean, I'd like to have like a four corners match. You know, that'd be kind of neat. Or, you know, something like that. Just something different. But they don't have that. You know, a tables match.
And I agree. I completely agree. You know, something that you brought up that's incredibly important. I was focused more on that it's only singles. But you brought up a very interesting point. There's not a cage match announced yet.
That's true.
Not a ladder. Not a table. None of that. Because the thing that I think kind of ruins this is that you have a four corners match. It's called Fatal Four Way. You know, you have a TLC match at TLC. You have the Elimination Chamber at Elimination Chamber, you know, so on and so forth. So because of that, it almost seems like they may not have any of these gimmick matches at WrestleMania. Do you think that'll deter from it?
Oh yeah, big time. I mean, that's everyone's going to be talking about. Why is there not a, you know, some type of gimmick match? they need a gimmick match. In all seriousness, there should be one in this pay-per-view. And if there isn't, it's going to be horrible. I really, really, that's how I feel. I mean, there's probably going to be, you know, I guess the streak is going to be on the line with Taker versus Triple H, but that's not really a, that's not a gimmick to me. So
No, it's not. But, and I agree with you. I think that it will deter, because you could see a match like Rey Mysterio versus Cody Rhodes, and you can turn that into a ladder match. You can easily turn that. Maybe not necessarily like, you know, Brian versus Sheamus, because I can understand why, you know, Sheamus may not do that great in that match, but Mysterio versus Rhodes easily. Or, you know, they've been talking about possibly doing a 4-on-4 match with a Big Show along with Kane and Kofi and Christian taking on the core. They've talked about that, which is, you know, who knows if they'll do that or not. But that's going to be the only multi-person match. Otherwise, it's all singles. And it may get a little boring. You have to have, I would say, one tag team or at least a three-way in there to mix it up.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it has to be entertaining, too, because if the card's not good enough, and they need to finalize the card next week. Yeah, next Raw, they need to have it finalized. Otherwise, there's a good chance that people may not buy the pay-per-view if there's nothing good going on. I mean, like, I've looked through my guide. I'm like, well, maybe I'll buy the pay-per-view now. Then it's like, what if it sucks? You know, like, what if there's no good card? But then I was like, wait a minute. We talk about wrestling. Of course I'm going to get it. But some people may not get it. What is Steve Austin going to have anything to do with this, by the way, this pay-per-view?
You never know. You may see him there because he's going to be at Raw this next week. And so he may end up having something there. He may have, you know, maybe him and Rock will have a face-off.
How about...
Literally. I mean, they're going to try to outface the other one.
How about Rock, Austin, Cena? That's a match.
That would sell so many pay-per-views.
Especially if Cena gets stunned like right away a bunch of times and then gets the Rock bottom done to him a couple times. And then it's just Austin versus Rock. And all of a sudden Cena pulls out his Reebok pumps up a couple times and does the...
You know, and actually with Austin on Raw next week, if he stuns Cena, I guarantee you that that is going to be a huge, huge thing going forward.
Oh, yeah.
It really would.
It'll be a big time.
Anyway, I am excited about WrestleMania. Everyone always is.
Yep.
And so I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to our special. On top of that, I can't wait to talk about matches and who you think's going to win, who I think's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to hear the other matches, too.
Yep, I'm going to look forward to it. Well, that's all the time I got for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. He is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section86 and A6 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.